Good morning. This is the business meeting of the Judicial Council of California for February 20th, 2014. The meeting is now in session, and we will adjourn later today at approximately 2:45 based on our agenda. As always, I remind council members that our meetings are audiocast live with real-time captioning on the California Courts website. And for the benefit of council members joining us by phone, we welcome Judge Rubin and Mr. Robinson and our online audience. Please speak into your microphones and address each other by name so that listeners and real-time captioning readers can follow our discussion. Also, because we're meeting here in Sacramento and not in the boardroom, microphones have been placed for every other member. Please remember to lift and pull the microphone towards you as you speak so that we can all hear and our listeners can also hear your comments and questions. This is the second of our two Judicial Council meetings in Sacramento this year to facilitate direct advocacy with legislators by Judicial Council members on behalf of the judicial branch and the courts. The legislative visits yesterday and in January provided council members with an opportunity to share the compelling argument for reinvestment in California's justice system, to address questions and misconceptions, and to share firsthand experiences with legislators about how the ongoing budget cuts have impacted access to justice. Many voices shared the needs of our branch and the public we serve, but importantly, we have one vision for the funding needs of a fully functioning judicial branch. Once again, I'd like to thank the Judicial Council members for their active participation, our Office of Governmental Affairs for organizing these legislative visits, and our AOC staff for supporting us in conducting our regular Judicial Council business meetings here in Sacramento. I believe that yesterday's Legislative Analyst Office report on the governor's criminal justice proposal shows the benefit of ongoing focused advocacy in addressing our judicial branch funding needs. We'll continue our efforts to share information and to collaborate with the trial and appellate courts, judicial branch agencies, and our co-equal branches of government, and to do so in support of our common vision, a blueprint for a fully functioning judicial branch. Our first order of business is the approval of the minutes from the January 23rd meeting. Do I hear a motion to adopt and a second?
Motion.
Thank you, Judge Jacobson. Thank you, Judge McCabe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved.